Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she got up, she went to work. But why did her roommate swear she saw her sleeping in?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love to hear your real ghost stories, so share them with us. You can call in 855-853-4802. Write them in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. With that, you get ad-free versions of the show. You'll get the advanced episodes. You'll get access to the archive. There's a lot of content there, like a lot. So you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today. It's a Saturday. What's on the agenda?
Honestly, just podcasting and probably reading something. I didn't know what yet, but I got a lot of books, so I'm probably going to enjoy one of those.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect weekend. You guys doing anything? You going out anywhere?
We went to a haunted house last night, which was pretty fun.
What was it, one of those where they like jump out and scare you and stuff?
Yeah, but there was really, but honestly, I wasn't that fazed by it, but it was pretty cool.
Well, and there's probably quite a few more yet. You guys need to hit one every weekend.
Yeah, that's what we're probably going to do. It'd be funny if we went to another one tonight, because the one that we went to is almost like kind of short.
Yeah, some of them it's like, that's all we got? Was that, am I getting my money's worth? I don't know. Maybe you could find, Google search real haunted houses in your area, and maybe you could go to a real haunted house.
Yeah, but it was fun, though. It was, like, pretty fun. There's a castle one that we're probably going to get to. I think it's in Oklahoma somewhere, but it's cool.
You know, I love those things. I just don't like things jumping out and touching me and scaring me.
They don't touch you.
And they're not supposed to touch you. But back in the day, things would. They would touch you. And so to this day, I can't walk through anything like that because I'm always thinking that's going to happen to me. They're going to jump out. They're going to touch me. Because I went someplace once and like this guy jumped out and started chasing me with a chainsaw. Pretty common in haunted houses.
Yeah, we had a big group of those.
But I about messed myself. It was so scary.
Wait, what? Oh, gosh.
I can't. Do you handle that very well?
Yeah, I just kind of walked through there, kind of laughing at them because I knew that they couldn't, like, touch us.
But doesn't it scare you? Don't you, like, scream or anything?
No, not really.
Because I couldn't go through with children. If there's children too close, I'm like, I'm sorry. They're going to hear language you probably don't want them to hear. It just comes out. I have no control over it.
I did scream one time, though. I shouted, oh, for the love of God.
Oh, for the love of God. That makes me laugh. Of all the things to yell, that's what you yelled.
It was like, kind of like a satanic theme. So I took the chance to, like, to go to like one of the actors and get the power of Christ pills.
We had a story once. I think it was me and Kathy in... the guy's mom said, you know, when things like that happen, you just say, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. So next time you go through one, use that one too. Lord have mercy. Well, here is our story. It says, hey guys, my name is Heather. I've recently discovered your podcast. I immediately fell in love with it. and knew I had to submit my story. I've always been interested in the paranormal, and sometimes I think my imagination can run a bit wild. I can relate to that. I think that sometimes, like, if you encountered something that's a little creepy, then you can't shut your brain off. And then you'll just lay there, you'll sit there and just worry about it. I always had a feeling that there was something paranormal in my townhome. There have been nights where I feel someone poking me in the middle of my back. At first, I thought it was my cat begging for attention until I realized my cat wasn't in the room. I also heard my roommate call my name while I was in the shower, only to find out that she wasn't home. Okay, that's a little scary. She never really believed my stories until a few months ago. This was a first-hand experience that my roommate Jenny had one morning in our townhome in Lexington, Kentucky. I get up a lot earlier than she does to go to work. I usually wake up at 6, and she usually wakes up at 9. I got to go to work a little later on this particular day. I was a tutor at the University of Kentucky, and my first 2 sessions were canceled. I remember leaving the house around 9 a.m. because I could hear Jenny's alarm going off as I was going out the door. A small fact about me that's important for later in this story is that I am never late for work. I always have to be on time, and if I'm late, my day is basically ruined. That's the kind of personality I have. So anyway, when we both got home from work that evening, Jenny came up to me and in a pretty sarcastic tone said, "So, how was work?" Her tone confused me because I made it well known that I loved my job and rarely had a bad day, and I told her it was great, as usual. That's such a weird way to approach that, too. Like, "So, how was work?" It's like, get over yourself, Jenny.
Yeah.
It's like, just ask me if I was late, whatever. She also looked confused and said, "But you were late today." I don't know why I'm making Jenny sound like that. I said, "No, I wasn't. My first couple of sessions got canceled, so I got to go in later, but I wasn't late. What makes you think I was late?" She told me that while she was getting ready for work, she saw me in my bed. I asked her what time that was, and she told me it was around 9:30. I said, "That's impossible. I left at 9. I heard your alarm go off as I was shutting the door." She thought I was messing with her, and I thought she was messing with me. She said, "No, I saw you." I asked her if maybe my covers were bunched up in a way that suggested a body was underneath, but actually wasn't. That's when she told me that she saw my long brown hair dangling off the side of the bed. She said she didn't try to wake me up because she figured I'm already late, might as well let me sleep. I didn't know how to make her believe that I really had left for work before her. I asked her if she noticed that my car was gone from the parking lot when she left. She said she didn't even think to notice that. We've never had a large amount of activity, just a few small stories here and there. I'll sometimes feel cold spots in our house, and sometimes we'll find things misplaced when we know we left them somewhere else. This story is probably the most creepy one we've experienced. I couldn't help but joke, "Great, not only do we have a ghost, but it likes my bed." I don't know if my roommate was seeing things, but that had her pretty freaked out for a while. Thanks for taking the time to read my story. I hope it makes it onto your show.
That's creepy. When something takes the form of you and like confuses like your roommate or somebody in your family. Now that's just honestly creepy because like what's their intention there?
Exactly. And isn't it a weird thing too? So say you're a ghost and Heather gets up and goes to work and you're like, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay in her bed and look like I'm her." It's such a weird thing to do. You know, it's like there's so many other ways you can haunt. Like you could go misplacing things. You could be screaming. You could be doing all kinds of other things. But
you could be terrorizing the roommate.
Exactly. You could be pulling the covers off, touching her feet while she's in bed, all those things. But instead, you go sleep in her bed or look like you're sleeping in her bed. Maybe it's like
a little boring, dude. Like do something funny.
Maybe. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I just hit it. I know what it is. It's a really tired ghost.
Oh my goodness.
The ghost is just tired. And it's like, oh my God, she finally got up. I can sleep in her bed for a while.
Carol, I hate to break this to you, but I don't think ghosts can get tired.
How do you know? You don't know. Maybe she'd been ghosting all night, moving things around.
The hundreds of stories that we have of like of ghosts just like not stopping.
They seem to have so much energy. Maybe once in a while, it's just like, I haven't got to just lay here and take on the appearance of the woman who just left. I don't know.
How do they have that much energy?
You know, I don't know. It's like, it just makes you think, like, what is it that's all it is energy, really, if you're a ghost, right?
Exactly.
So it wouldn't make a lot of sense. I don't know.
It wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to get tired unless they were dying as a ghost.
But maybe she just pooped out. That could happen too. I don't know. Do you think that's paranormal or do you think that she just thinks that she saw her?
I think that's, honestly, I don't think that's paranormal because, like, of the detail of the roommate said that she saw her long, like, brown hair flowing off the bed.
But then why did the roommate have to so snarkily confront her with that, like, so, how was work?
Because maybe she just has a bad roommate like that.
It could be.
Like, some people are just like that.
Because it's like, okay, then, if Heather has the day off, yay, she gets the day off. Why did you have to do that?
Yeah.
But now, joke's on her because Heather wasn't even there. Well, here's our next story.
So I have a story. So I love listening to your guys' podcasts while I'm at school and stuff like that. So my grandpa's house, it's like over 100 years old. So I go there every summer usually. And one morning, I know this kind of sounds crazy, but one morning I was laying there and I've told my mom about this part, but there's some other parts that I haven't told people about. But I was laying there and all of a sudden, I was in their living room and all of a sudden I felt just a repeated tapping. And so I turn around thinking it was someone telling me to go get up and get ready for the day, but it wasn't. When I turn around, there's no one there. And so I was terrified, but then I saw kind of their upstairs. It's like no one ever goes there. And I saw the door kind of slowly open. This part I've never told anyone. But it slowly opened up, and I went upstairs, and I walked up those stairs, and I walked down the hallway, and all of a sudden, I saw this, like, mist coming together into a form, and I saw this, like, tall woman with black hair and, like, and really old, like, she had a bonnet on and some other stuff like that, walked down the hall towards me, and just when she went right past me, I could feel the air just get super cold. So, yeah, that's my story. So, thanks for listening to it.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can tell by his voice, like, I believe this kid 100%.
Yeah, I do, too.
Like, he saw what he saw. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because sometimes you can see something like that in a location, and you'll never see it again. Never saw anything like that before, never saw anything like that again, just that one day, like, you were in the right place at the right time.
So it almost kind of makes your story like kind of hard to believe.
Yeah. But I kind of do see how it could be like that too. Because I think a lot of times things can't get through to you because you're so busy with everything going on in your day that it's hard to get into, you know, it's hard for spirit to connect necessarily.
Yeah.
And so maybe, you know, the kid's just like walking down the hall, he's a million miles away and just looks up and happens to see it.
It's creepy, though. It really is.
Now, if you saw that, would the reaction be not good for children to hear? Would it be the Lord have mercy? What would you do if that happened?
It would be the power of Christ. Like, power of Christ compels you.
Would you run? Would you say that, then run the other way?
I would scream that while running.
I am out of here. I'm sorry. But I think that's sweet, though. The kid, like, hadn't told anybody and called it in.
Yeah.
It's just a short little quick story, but just made me want to give him a hug. Okay, so if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you will also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Just become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.